The Treasury Department's Chief Information Officer has been dispatched to detail at the Bureau of the Fiscal Service. An executive moving to a new position may not be unusual, but some observers say this change could be the first shoe to drop in the Trump administration's plan to change out every departmental CIO in place from the Obama administration. In his weekly feature, The Reporter's Notebook, executive editor Jason Miller details the changes at Treasury and why other CIOs should take notice. Jason joins me now. Jason, let's start with Treasury and what is going on with the CIO there.
So Sunny Bhagwalia, who's been the CIO since October 2014, was moved out of his position and put on detail to the Bureau of Fiscal Service, where he's going to be, quote, Tom, focusing on a series of important cybersecurity and technology projects, end quote. That's according to a Treasury Department spokeswoman. Now, Tom, you and I have been around long enough to know when you're detailed to work on, quote, important projects, that's not usually now a good sign.
Let's hope he took his pencil cup with him down the hall there.
Seriously, I think that, you know, for Sunny, who has had some pretty good success at Treasury, has had made some progress in implementing things like FATARA and doing IT reform, and, you know, he's been, for the most part, a very under the covers CIO, meaning he hasn't been out and about. He's not been on the speaking circuit. He has been out a little bit, but not a great deal. He's been head down to get his work done. To be detailed out really raises some serious red flags. I mean, Tom, let's be clear. Anytime a CIO has moved, right? But this one, for some reason, just got my spidey sense a little more spidey.
And you're thinking he might be the canary in the Trump administration's mineshaft.
In some ways, I have several sources who are telling me, Tom, that the Trump administration, when they looked at and met with the federal CIOs, which I reported back in May, they had these kind of one-on-one conversations. They came away from maybe not those conversations, but more generally, they came away from working with CIOs and said they're too technology-focused and not enough business-focused. Now, we've talked about this for years, that the CIO has got to be someone who enables the business, who helps the business meet their mission. And I think, generally speaking, the Obama administration, the Bush administration have taken that tact and really pushed the technology side of the house, whether it's CIOs or CISOs or whomever, to really focus more on the business side, the customer side. When I do my Ask the CIO show, for instance, it seems like every CIO talks about that customer relationship and how they're changing, and it's important to meet where the customer is, and they don't just throw requirements over the fence and get them done. Now they work with them, and that's where agile and iterative and DevOps all comes in. So what I'm hearing, Tom, and again, let's just be clear here. This is not a done deal by any regards. There's no emails. There's no mandates. But there seems to be a push to say these current crop of career, what we'll call legacy federal CIOs within agencies, could be pushed out for business-focused people who would hold the CIO position.
Well, one can understand if that's what they want for CIOs. That's certainly the trend in some industries. But it's hard to blame the CIOs for being technologically focused in the last couple of years. Every initiative, cybersecurity, modernization of systems, retirement of legacy systems, getting rid of data centers, has all been about the technology in agencies.
But I think the argument would be that, yes, about that technology, but it's how to enable the business. So by moving to the cloud, for instance, that we like to talk a lot about the cloud and the technology of the cloud, but really it's so your field worker can access their data to fill out the form or to report on a sensor data more easily, more quickly, more effectively. And I think that's the view they want, is, okay, what can technology do? Now Tom, when you step back and you say, okay, well, what other evidence do we have? And I think the next story that we'll talk about, something called Technology Business Management Standards, TBM, and we'll talk about that in a sec, I know, is creates that connection that says, okay, they want business focus because it line of sight, understand the value of the
sure
technology investments, and so on and so forth.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. And before we get to that, I just wanted to ask you about the status of the effort to name a federal CIO. I think people are waiting for that shoe to drop too.
I think that's the bigger shoe to drop in many regards, as well as what's going to be the future of the federal chief information security officer, the federal CISO, which we know the Obama folks named one just for the last 4 or 5 months of the administration. Now, I was told back about the May timeframe from OMB that they were expected to have someone this summer. We're still in the summer, so they still have obviously time to name somebody. But I've been told by sources that they just recently, in the last week or two or three, put out another call to say to people, hey, do you know anyone who'd be interested in the federal CIO job? please recommend names. Let's look into those names. I also know that they've put out the job description for the federal CIO, and I got a copy of that job description, and I have some excerpts in my reporter's notebook this week. But two things that stand out to me, Tom, and let me just highlight them real quick. They talk about what the federal CIO should be, a range of experience, disciplines of leadership, cybersecurity, portfolio governance, oversight, strategic policy. And then they also talk about what the CIO is charged with, setting IT strategy, facilitating cost-effective and timely implementation of IT investments. Very interesting. The other piece I'll highlight is dealing with the federal chief information security officer, because they talk about the responsibilities of the federal CISO within the federal CIO's job, meaning that seems to me that they're going to name one. I mean, it's hard to say, but why would they put out what the CISO's responsibilities are if they weren't going to name one?
And the CIOs of the federal level, the federal CIOs that have been in the Obama administration, and even before that, they didn't have that title, but they had that type of function. They weren't necessarily famous or marquee names, but they turned out to be, at least most of them, fairly effective at carrying a message and getting the attention of the departmental CIOs.
Absolutely. If you go all the way back to Mark Forman back in, you know, the first eGov administrator, we'll call him the first really federal CIO. I think people may even go further back to someone like Bruce McConnell as the first federal CIO.
That's really
CIO.
Going back. Yeah.
Harold Raines, is that who's the baseball player for the Orioles? You know, I'm talking Raines rules.
Well, that was the OMB deputy director.
That was the DDM. But you go back that far to somebody who really took the technology mantle and pushed it forward. But you're right. They've had a lot of really successful people, and that job has become a key role to managing government.
And you're also reporting, Jason, about Chris Liddell, the advisor to the president on strategic initiatives. He said recently that maybe IT spending by the federal government is not $90 or $95 billion, but maybe $200 billion.
Do you remember that commercial from the 70s or really late 60s? How many licks does it get to the center of the Tootsie Roll lollipop? Do you remember that commercial?
Yes, I've tested that theory many times.
So I think that's what we're doing here is how many, what is the real spending in IT? We may never know. But one way to get to that center, to that chewy center of the federal spending, is through this idea of Technology Business Management Standards, TBM, what they call them. It's a framework to really create what they call a line of sight. Now, it's a lot of jargon, Tom, but basically is for every dollar that an agency spends, what value are they getting on the business side? And how do they match that dollar to that value? And who is responsible for that spending? Meaning, it's not just the CIO who spends it, but what business area? So if the business area X is using cloud computing, how much cloud are they using? Are they using a dollar's worth or $20 worth? And that's what TBM can do. And I think it goes back to our earlier conversation about the type of CIOs that this administration potentially wants, which is business focused. And, you know, the White House held a summit, brought in some private sector experts, including the CIO from ExxonMobil, who's been implementing the TBM framework, TBM standards. And Tom, let me just go real quick to talk about this guy. He was fascinating. Mike Brown. They started implementing TBM about 6 years ago. And let me just a couple statistics. They have 25% fewer people doing day-to-day IT support, but their reliability is up significantly. One example, they used to get 2.3 to 2.4 million help desk calls a year. Now they're down to 300,000 help desk calls a year because they fixed the problems. 40% of their projects didn't exist 6 years ago. They said 6 years ago, 11% generated return to shareholders. Now 70% of those projects return value to shareholders. And he says, no, it's not all because of TBM, but yes, TBM played a huge role. So this is something CIOs, CFOs, others in the government really should start paying attention to.
We may have our next buzzword. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, thanks so much for that update.
My pleasure, Tom.
Be sure to read his notebook now online at federalnewsradio.com.